Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
Family, comrades, rebels, insurgents, refugees, exiles, expatriates, people in hiding, and all the ships at sea. I debated whether or not I should say this. I wondered if it would do any good. I have profound fears for the future, deep anger and sadness for my country.
Our country. Our country that's been stolen away from us. Captured by those who traffic in fear and hatred and bigotry and poison.
I feel like we're lost in the forest right now. We're down the rabbit hole.
And there's no end in sight.
I know you all feel the same sentiments. The rage against the unanswerable abyss, the terror of what lies ahead, the confusion of what this nation has become.
I will not attempt to glide over the monumental disaster that was this election.
There's no silver lining.
There's no redemption. The illusion of hope in this last year has been mercilessly stripped away. The monster we face is now unleashed
and free to wreak havoc and spill the blood of innocence.
We are in a dark place.
Perhaps the darkest place. Unable to even conceive of the idea of light.
But we have been in such midnight moments before.
We have been in the pits of Vietnam.
And the hanging trees of Jim Crow.
We have despaired on the cotton fields of Mississippi.
And the breadlines of the Depression.
We've been beaten down by crooked cops.
Pushed around by factory bosses.
Terrorized by the Klan.
And the fascists.
And the Nazis.
And know-nothing.
And the fat cats.
And robber barons.
And the corrupt politicians
and wicked masters.
But we have never surrendered.
We have never weakened or wavered.
Did we surrender at Kent State?
Jackson State?
No.
Did we surrender at Selma, Alabama?
No.
Did we surrender at Haymarket?
No.
On the lettuce fields of California?
In the textile mills of Massachusetts?
In the coal mines of Colorado?
In the meatpacking plants of Chicago?
At the Stonewall Rise?
At the pro-choice rallies?
At the equal rights for women marches?
At the anti-war demonstrations?
At the strikes and the walkouts?
And the bus boycotts?
No.
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 Remember, we have history on our side.
We had the March of Progress.
The struggle for what is right
and good
and pure
and free
and equal
and just
and beautiful.
We have the raised fist
of every fighter.
We have the righteous yell of anyone who's been wronged by the system
anywhere, at any time.
We have the power of the powerless.
We have the moral clarity of the dispossessed.
We are the heart, the soul of the struggle, the battle that never ends.
Look to our heroes.
We are the inheritors of a proud past
populated by giants,
heroes,
artists,
revolutionaries,
thinkers, believers in mankind,
defenders of the oppressed.
We have the pen of Walt Whitman
and Hemingway,
the determination of Cesar Chavez,
Margaret Sanger, and Sojourner Truth.
The faith of Martin and Malcolm.
The beauty of Billie Holiday and Duke Ellington.
The strength of Roosevelt and Kennedy.
The joy of Mark Twain.
The history of America has been written by us.
It does not belong to demagogues.
The fearmongers.
The war profiteers.
The rich, the greedy.
Theocrats.
And the moulins.
They twist the Constitution.
But we make it straight.
They wrap themselves in the flag.
But we fight for the freedoms.
Not the fabric.
They shout out their pledges of allegiance.
But we do the dirty work of democracy.
They claim to represent the real America.
But we are the keepers of the Tree of Liberty.
It ain't over yet, folks.
Not by a long shot.
So cry a few tears.
Bang against the walls.
Scream into the wind.
Then collect yourself.
And get back to work.
The battle for America has begun.
It's alleged that a Iraqi female was raped and murdered, and her family murdered on the same day. Today, the U.S. military announced the identities of those who are facing additional charges. They include Sergeant Paul Cortez, Specialist James Barker, Private First Class Jesse Spielman, Private First Class Ryan Howard, and then a fifth soldier, Sergeant Anthony Irby, is not alleged to have taken part in the incident, but is said to have had tacit knowledge after the fact and failed to report it. He's charged with dereliction of duty. The other ones face a number of charges that were outlined today by the top U.S. military spokesman in Iraq, Major General Bill Caldwell.
Conspiracy to commit rape and premeditated murder. Conspiracy to obstruct justice. Violation of a lawful general order, premeditated murder, rape, arson, housebreaking, indecent acts, and obstruction of justice, all of which carry a maximum penalty of death, if found guilty in a court of law of all those offenses.
Most of what we know that is alleged to have occurred on that day comes from an FBI affidavit that was filed in the case of Stephen Green. He's a former Army private who was in that same unit but was discharged in April for a personality disorder. According to that affidavit, Green and four of the other soldiers went to this house of a young woman that they had spotted a week before the attack at a checkpoint. According to the court documents, they abandoned their checkpoint after they had been drinking, changed into clothes to conceal their identities, carried out the murder and rape, and then tried to cover it up by using an AK-47 and then throwing that AK-47 into a canal. Green has pleaded not guilty to the charges, and he faces an arraignment in federal court next month. Kira?
All right, Jamie McIntyre, we'll follow it. Appreciate it. Akmudiyya is just one of several military probes underway. Investigators are looking hard at Haditha, where 24 Iraqi civilians were killed last November. Locals accuse U.S. Marines of going on a rampage after a roadside bombing. No charges filed yet. And in April, an unarmed and disabled Iraqi war veteran was shot to death in Hanania. That led to charges against seven U.S. Marines and a Navy corpsman. They're accused of premeditated murder, conspiracy, and kidnapping. There's also the shooting death of an unarmed Iraqi man near Ramadi in February. Two National Guard troops are facing charges, one accused of voluntary manslaughter, both accused of obstructing justice for allegedly planting a gun near the man's body. Insurgents on the attack and new fears of civil war. Iraq's president is warning that his nation is teetering on a dangerous edge. CNN senior international correspondent Nick Robertson is in Baghdad.
There are billions of galaxies in the observable universe, and each of them contains hundreds of billions of stars. In one of these galaxies, orbiting one of these stars, lies a little blue planet. and this planet is run by a bunch of monkeys. Now, these monkeys don't think of themselves as monkeys. They don't even think of themselves as animals. In fact, they love to list all the things that they think separate them from the animals. Opposable thumbs. Self-awareness. They use words like Homo erectus and Australopithecus. You say tomato, I say tomato. They're animals, all right. They're monkeys. Monkeys with high-speed digital fiber optic technology, but monkeys nevertheless. I mean, they're clever. You've got to give them that. The pyramids, skyscrapers, phantom jets, the Great Wall of China. That's all pretty impressive. For a bunch of monkeys. Monkeys whose brains have evolved to such an unmanageable size that it's now pretty much impossible for them to stay happy for any length of time. In fact, they're the only animals that think they're supposed to be happy. All of the other animals can just be. But it's not that simple for the monkeys. You see, the monkeys are cursed with consciousness, and so the monkeys are afraid. So the monkeys worry. The monkeys worry about everything, but mostly about what all the other monkeys think. Because the monkeys desperately want to fit in with the other monkeys. Which is pretty hard to do, because a lot of the monkeys hate each other. This is really what separates them from the other animals. These monkeys hate. They hate monkeys that are different, monkeys from different places, monkeys who are a different color. You see, the monkeys feel alone. All 6 billion of them. Some of the monkeys pay another monkey to listen to their problems. The monkeys want answers, and the monkeys know they're going to die, so the monkeys make up gods, and then they worship them. Then the monkeys start to argue over whose made-up god is better. Then the monkeys get really pissed off, and this is usually when the monkeys decide that it's a good time to start killing each other. So the monkeys wage war. The monkeys make hydrogen bombs. The monkeys have got their entire planet wired up to explode. The monkeys just can't help it. Some of the monkeys play to a sold-out crowd of other monkeys. The monkeys make trophies and then they give them to each other, like it means something. Some of the monkeys think they've got it all figured out. Some of the monkeys read Nietzsche. The monkeys argue about Nietzsche without ever giving any consideration to the fact that Nietzsche was just another monkey. The monkeys make plans. The monkeys fall in love. The monkeys have sex, and then they make more monkeys. The monkeys make music, and then the monkeys dance. Dance, monkeys, dance! The monkeys make a hell of a lot of noise. The monkeys have so much potential if they would only apply themselves. The monkeys shave the hair off of their bodies in blatant denial of their true monkey nature. The monkeys build giant monkey hives that they call cities. The monkeys draw a lot of imaginary lines in the dirt. The monkeys are running out of oil, which is what fuels their precarious civilization. The monkeys are polluting and raping their planet like there's no tomorrow. The monkeys like to pretend that everything is just fine. Some of the monkeys actually believe that the entire universe was created for their benefit. As you can see, these are some messed up monkeys. These monkeys are at once the ugliest and the most beautiful creatures on the planet. And the monkeys don't want to be monkeys. They want to be something else. But they're not.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive-compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call. If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you are depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you are dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up the caller operator.
The debris here is spread over a 3 to 4 mile radius, which has now been completely sealed off and is being treated, according to the FBI, as a crime scene. Governor Tom Ridge made some remarks earlier at a press conference. He had flown over the site. He said the emergency response here was immediate. He also said, and I don't know whether or not you all are able to see pictures of this, but this is one of those cases where the pictures really do tell the story, that sort of the most horrifying aspect of this particular crash scene is
how little debris is visible. There is a large crater in the ground, and I'm hoping that you all are seeing it as I'm talking about it. But that's really all you see is a large crater in the ground and just tiny, tiny bits of debris. There has been at least one report that the investigators out there, and there are hundreds of them, as I said tonight, have found nothing larger than a phone book.
I want to get quickly to Chris Kanicki. He's a photographer with the Pittsburgh affiliate, the Fox affiliate. He was back there just a couple of minutes ago, and Chris, I've seen the pictures. It looks like there's nothing there except for a hole in the ground.
Basically, that's right. The only thing you could see from where we were was a big gouge in the earth and some broken trees. We could see some people walking around in the area, but from where we could see, there wasn't much left.
Any large pieces of debris at all?
No, there was nothing that you could distinguish that a plane had crashed there.
Smoke, fire?
Nothing. It was absolutely quiet. It was actually very quiet. Nothing going on down there. No smoke, no fire. Just a couple of people walking around. They look like part of the NTSB crew walking around looking at the pieces.
How big would you say that hole was?
From my estimates, I would guess it was probably about 20 to 15 feet. Long and probably about 10 feet long or 10 feet wide.
What could you see on the ground, if anything, other than dirt and ash? And
you couldn't see anything. You could just see dirt, ash, and people walking around, broken trees.
For real.
I and my former CIA colleagues trusted our government to protect us as we did our jobs. That a few reckless individuals within the current administration betrayed that trust has been a grave disappointment to every patriotic American. Joe and I have filed this action with heavy hearts, but with a renewed sense of purpose. I would much rather be continuing my career as a public servant than be a plaintiff in a lawsuit. But I feel strongly, and justice demands, that those who acted so harmfully against our national security must answer for their shameful conduct in court. Thank you.
Weeks before President Bush uttered his now infamous 16 words in a 2003 State of the Union address, the National Intelligence Officer, representing the intelligence community as a whole, reported to the administration the allegation was baseless and should not be used. Regrettably, that counsel was not heeded. In the months that followed the President's State of the Union address, I privately urged the administration to correct the public record on the falsehood contained therein. When the administration refused to do so, I exercised my civic duty to hold my government to account for what it had said and done in the name of the American people. Some officials and their allies launched what the special prosecutor has called a concerted effort to use classified information to, quote, discredit, punish, or seek revenge, unquote, against my wife, Valerie, and myself. This attack was based on lies and disinformation and included the compromise of Valerie's identity as a classified officer of the Central Intelligence Agency. These officials' abuse of power for personal revenge broke faith with their obligations as public servants to uphold and defend the Constitution. This remains a nation of laws, and no administration official, however powerful, is above the law. I have confidence in the American system of justice, and this suit is about the pursuit of justice. To assist us in defraying the costs of this suit, the Joseph and Valerie Wilson Support Trust has been established with a website at www.wilsonsupport.org. We are under no illusions about how tough this fight will be, but we believe the time has come to hold those who use their official position to exact personal revenge accountable and responsible for their actions. Thank you.
they got over it. And they're worse than organized criminals. These are organized sadists, organized serial killers. They are all complete criminals. And their minions are power-hungry, petty-power thugs. We are under attack. And if you can't realize that, and if you can't see that, you've got a major malfunction.
Through the barricades and forward your liberty. Fight to your last breath until they give us free. Silent complacency, sorry but never me. A revolutionary is all I could ever be. It's all I've ever known, all I've ever shown. Etched in the genetic code in my skin and bones. Free mind can never be owned. The soldiers in my zone will forever be rocked, the boat grown in the now. Shall steadily master skill, and we vow to break down everything that they build, and we will. No witness, no ill, and keep still. When the wicked in my presence, I crush, destroy, kill. And I see them every day in the streets, making a killing. We ain't dreaming the American beastie in our children. Remember when you judging them thugs, the streets made you blaming the wolf for licking the blade.
Better believe it.
And you can read it in your family tree. It stays wilted, and I heard this was the land of the free. Slaves built this, so remember when they tell you it's the home of the brave. 'Cause them cowards took the truth to their grave.
Better believe it.
Hey, we always say the black belt body. So they can do the day they want to do. We might not be ready. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can do my head. The last words on my lips. I am a revolutionist. And you will have to keep on saying that. You will have to say that I am a proletarian. I am the people. I'm not the thing. You got to make a decision.
How you expect to move? Expect to make a change. Visualize and execute, nothing is out of range. Reconfigure your brain and get your mind right. Just hold the heat and pull the trigger when the time's right. Clap and give them one, attack and get it done. We meditating and waiting, they making bigger guns and dirtier bombs, ringing alarms. The ones who swore to serve and protect, bringing us harm, saying we don't watch for signs and we don't read the labels. And we ain't concerned with the truth, so they just feed us fables. And we sit at the table, glutton for ignorance, sleeping while beasts feasting on the blood of the innocent. And you can read it in your family tree, it stays wilted. And I heard this was the land of the free. Slaves built this, so remember when they tell you it's the home of the bravest. 'Cause them cowards took the truth to their grave.
People aren't hip to that yet. They're not really aware of it. They know some shit's going on in this country somewhere. But a lot of people out there don't know where it's at. They think it's the black people doing it, you see. All those riots are causing my life to be miserable in all areas, you know. And they really haven't focused in on the fact that it's the pigs and their mentors, the people who control the pigs, the power structure, those bald-headed businessmen at the Chamber of Commerce, you see. They're not turned on to that power structure. They just know that life is becoming increasingly miserable for everybody.
Merde.
Bloody.
Fuck. Cunt. Fuck.
Guys like a motherfucker.
Bollocks. Fuck off.
It starts with C and ends with T.
Cunt.
Fuck.
I don't have one.
Bollocks.
Fuck.
My favorite swear word is fuck.
Cunt.
Fuck.
Shit.
Fucking asshole. Fucking wanker.
Cocksucker. Bugger. Fuck.
Fuck. Fuck.
I like cunt.
Shite. Shit fuck.
Shit face.
Goddamn son of a bitch!
Cocksucker.
Douchebag.
See you next Tuesday.
Mine's shite.
She's lying.
Fuck. Buggeration.
Pitaranda. I like the word fuck way too much.
Sloblocks.
Fooey. Insufferable cock.
I love swearing.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck. Fuck.
England. My favorite swear word is probably the one word which is not repeatable on television.
Motherfucking cunt, pussy licking, tit fuck bitch face.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production.